Good morning, good morning, everybody in the news this morning, good morning.
I feel like we should have like news music.
This one is kind of topical,
isn't
it?
A little bit, it is topical.
Aren't we always?
Yeah. I feel like this is a topic that just comes back up every couple of years, every now and again, until TikTok got a hold of it.
I know.
TikTok has a way of making old news, new news, but something else entirely. It's like a Hydra-headed news beast of things that are not true, maybe.
I think what it is for me is like, I love how we're just diving right in. The TikTok of it all,
yeah,
is like, and we see this in editorial, like we've talked about too. People like love a trend, you know. People love a name. People love a rapper for something.
Yes.
So it's not even what we're talking about. Well, I guess that is what we're talking about today. But like, I don't want to go down like the clean girl beauty of it all again either. But like a blush technique. Or I saw a TikTok this week that was like, which I'm not even on TikTok, so how did I see this? Lies. But it was like the alphabet of blush. Like you can put a W on, or you can put an O on your face. And I was like, this is just applying blush. Like we're not, not everything has to be a thing, but I'm not trying to be a hater.
I think people like new ways to do old things. It's very as seen on TV to me.
But you know what? The world's on fucking fire. Yeah. If it brings you joy, you put that W That's on true. Your face and blend away, baby.
I know. It is kind of, I'm sure, I every time I see videos like that where I'm like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I love looking at the comments and there's like always people who are like, so what?
I haven't looked at a comment since 2013.
I like looking at TikTok comments.
Yeah.
Also because like there's so much content in the comments right. as well.
That's like the discourse.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And a lot of times they're really funny.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet.
I mean, it sounds like we are.
I'm going to just dove right
chop
in.
This up and rearrange it.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Okay. I was going to say something.
Totally you look so good right now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Thanks.
What?
As we were talking about blush, I'm wearing so much fucking blush.
Rare beauty blush, right?
You are not kidding. I like put two dots on a cheek and then I blended it out with a stippling blush and I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
Okay.
And I'm just like blending for 10 minutes straight. I'm like, it's not going away. It's
this is the away. Thing. You look so good. But what you have to understand about the Rare Beauty liquid blushes is that you cannot apply them. I'm pointing at you. You cannot apply them directly to your face.
Oops.
Because it's crazy. Yeah. Like, I had to learn that the hard way. I got the hot, hot pink blush the first time.
Yeah.
I was minding my own business, put a dot on and said, what the fuck is going on on this day?
Looking at the applicator, it looks like it's meant to dot it
it's a
on your face.
Yeah.
And I've seen people apply it that way on TikTok and they blend away and it looks normal. But then I always forget that makeup on a screen, like on Instagram or on YouTube or I guess TikTok now, you have to put on so much more makeup for it to read on screen.
Yeah.
So like in person, they probably look crazy.
It is acrylic paint.
It is.
Yeah. And it's great. I love it. I use it often.
Which is great,
But
it is very cloud paint-esque.
It's cloud paint like on drugs.
Yeah. It's thicker than cloud paint.
It's thicker and so much more pigmented. Even the newer cloud paint shades that are optimized for deeper skin tones, it's worse than that. Yeah. Better than that.
No, you're right. I do like the way this blends better too.
Do you?
It grabs onto my skin better than cloud paint kind of moves around.
Sure.
Like the more I blend with my fingers, the more I just kind of push it around.
Oh, sure.
And this one at least like taps in.
Yeah. Cloud paint. So I'm so used to Rare because the one like the pink with the lavender undertone is the one that I will use daily if I'm using it. And when I do go back to cloud paint, it is like a sort of welcome experience because it doesn't feel like combat as you're applying. Mm-hmm. But I still love the lighter shades of cloud paint that are very like Caucasian leaning, but Rare Beauty, I do think like we wouldn't have the Rare blush without cloud paint.
Yes.
And I do think they like made something better out of an already great thing.
I wonder if they had cloud paint as a benchmark.
I'm sure they did. Guarantee you. And
oh, speaking of blush, that's good. Willy nilly on a Target run, I picked up those Elf putty blush things.
Oh my God, tell me how they are.
They're very good.
Really?
And they're $6.
Yeah.
And they're so good. They actually remind me a lot of the Sunny's Face Air Blush, which as of yet you cannot get in the States.
Sure.
So that's maybe a good interim thing. Mm-hmm. I love the Sunny. The Sunny's reformulated their Air Blush blushes and they sent them to me and I love them.
Are they a cushion?
No.
Okay.
It's like a balm.
Huh.
It's like a silicone-y balm. Because they want that translucent matte look.
Nice.
Like airbrushing. And I'm like, these are great, except you can't get them in the States.
Yeah.
Like, I can get them because I know one of the founders. So it's like, I'm in the fold. But right. I think Rio Vieira Newton posted about the e.l.f. blushes. I was like, oh, pick one up. It's $6.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. These are really good.
I love that.
Yeah.
A blush I've been loving lately.
In my blush era.
We're in our blush era. The blush I've been loving lately is the... Stay with me here, please. The Trixie Cosmetics stick blushes.
I always forget that she has a whole line.
Yeah, she does. Trixie Mattel is a world-famous drag queen from Wisconsin, just like me. And sort of. And she put on a makeup line, and I love her. I love everything she does. She's just like me in that she... doesn't miss a check, but I will say, unfortunately, the line is it is very cute. It's very inconsistent. She started with blush palettes, and they're very adorable but fucking unusable, and it's getting better blush as like palette. As she's making more money, the product is getting better, thank god.
Is but she in Sephora? I think I saw never mind, I didn't.
She's not in retailers yet, but anyway, she put out these blush sticks that are heart-shaped, and there's a T on the top. So I'm like, you're screaming my name, and I bought two shades, and thank God they're very good. They're like the perfect sort of like emollient texture, but they're thick enough that you don't, as you said, sort of blend it away.
Yeah.
And the color like sticks.
Yeah.
And I got like a muted rose and a sort of hot, cool tone pink. Oh, they're so good. They're so good because you know they're good because I sound disgusted.
But the like more grossed out you sound.
Yeah, like you said though, like the a few weeks ago, like the make blushes,
yeah,
you sort of just blend those away.
They also just kind of push around. That's what I mean. Face. Like, and then I see other people applying them on the Instagram and it looks like they do it fine. And I'm like, am I doing this wrong? No. Like, do I not fucking know how to apply blush?
You know how to put on makeup.
Me, a beauty editor.
Right.
And then I'm like, all right, this is a scam.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, now I know why everyone has low self-esteem on social media because this is a scam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, now I remember what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The other day, that fucking like anonymous link thing.
Oh,
like,
wait, hold on. Let me get back. Let me just get back to the mic. Okay. Go on. I have something to say.
I know. I remember you tweeted. You're like, I don't have, what is it? Like,
I think I tweeted. Okay. So this anonymous question thing on Instagram is, so there's a feature on Instagram where you can say, ask me a question.
It's actually like a separate app.
Well, right. Yeah. But it started on Instagram.
Yeah.
But the one on Instagram, you see who asks the question.
Yes.
Now, as Sable said, there's a separate one that does it anonymously.
Yes.
And everyone's doing it.
Everyone is doing it.
I tweeted that I can't imagine having like the mental or emotional stability to say, ask me an anonymous question. Like, I don't open the door to the devil.
I know.
Please.
Which is why, because I like did it on a whim. I think I was reading somebody else's, and then I was like, because it's anonymous. I was like, no, you tell me a secret because it's anonymous. I just want to know the dirt.
I don't even want to know my own secrets.
A lot of them were like too inappropriate to post and were like very sad.
It was like Sable's therapy session for 24 hours.
I was like kind of fun, actually.
How are you shouldering that? Fun for who?
For me, because they're not my problem. And then like I get like the mental validation of having solved a problem, even though it's like not my, well, like solved, quote unquote, like I'm not fucking solving your problems for you. It's very high of me to speak of myself that way. But like, it's like me problem solving and then feeling like I did something. And then later on being like, no, Sable, you just procrastinated all day by like thinking about other people's issues.
Yeah, you were going long on those responses. Sable said the doctor is in.
I know. And then like a lot of people are like, you should do an advice column. And I was like, I think I like was going to do that like ages ago via like Tiny Letter or something. And like the few submissions people sent were so sad that I was like, oh no, like dude, you need a therapist. Like, I do not feel capable.
Do you remember back in the EXO days, any time that Emily would call for pitches, she would say, no advice columns. It's like, we don't do that. We're good. There are only two people who I know that do advice columns. One is Kat Cohen, who's a comedian who is unfortunately funny. And she does one for W.
Yeah.
And then JP Brammer, I'm probably fucking up his last name, one Ola Poppy.
Yeah.
They're both so good.
Yeah, they are. But I do, now I'm like, oh, you probably have to weed through a lot of fucking devastating shit that is like not to be handled by a civilian. but
I knew this was going to come up.
A lot of people in the beginning, I think because you can't really change the questions on the little stickers.
Yeah.
Like you can like toggle through a couple options, but it just said like, send me anonymous messages. Ew. So people were just like sending it. I was like, that's not a secret. And then some people actually sent some really nice things about the podcast.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Okay, someone said,
now I'm interested.
Okay. Someone said, I'm really not interested in scent, but I listen to Smell You Later because you and Titan are so funny and relatable, which haha.
I'm glad someone finds this relatable.
I'm glad that someone finds this funny.
Can't even relate to myself.
Yeah, I know, me too. I was like, just, yeah, I'm glad that someone just listens.
Yeah.
They wrote Cos, C-O-S, so I'm assuming you are British and or Australian. It's taste levels.
That is feedback I get a lot. Like, I don't care about scent at all, but I listen to the show because you and Sable are, like, funny. I'm like, thanks. Oh, yeah,
someone wrote, a Diaz and Durga employee was so rude to me, and now I have a bad association with their scents.
Add it to the file.
You know what? I was a mean shop girl at one point, so.
I can see that.
Sometimes you just catch someone on a bad day or right after they dealt with a bad customer, and then they're just like, all customers are evil.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, not to like justify any of that, but that's why I'm not a shop girl anymore, because I kept getting fired for having a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them says,
now you're just like reading our positive reviews on
I am. Our show. I am. It's our podcast. We can do that. Okay. One says, I wasn't that into fragrance until I started listening to your podcast. Would also love to hear you dish on makeup first spin-off episode. Well, did we not just do that
at the beginning of this episode? I feel like we talk about makeup a lot.
We do.
And like, there's a lot of things that I'm like, maybe we shouldn't have talked about that. But makeup, I'm sorry. It's both of our backgrounds.
Yeah.
I'm talking about makeup all day long.
Yeah.
Please. We'll always talk about makeup for you, girl. Or boy.
Or boy.
Know that when we say girl,
we mean everybody.
Yes.
Girl is gender neutral.
Girl is gender neutral. Girl's a catch-all.
It's like dude.
Yeah.
Like, to me, everyone is a dude. Oh, someone just, I don't know if this was about just me or the podcast, but someone wrote a very sweet comment. The way you describe scent is magical and instantly transports me every time. It feels like an experience. It feels like experiencing a memory, even if I have never had it. I was like, oh, that's so nice. People love smells, man. Oh, I wish I had friends like you and Tynan to talk perfumes. My cishet ass can't talk perfumes without people looking at me funny.
You do have friends like us. They're us.
I know. Also, like, I feel like I've had experiences where I talk about perfumes with, like, non-fragrance heads. And maybe I'm just, like, not self-aware, so I don't realize if they're just like, okay. But, like, I just keep going. And whatever. Then eventually you just find a common ground.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you talk about smells from, like, a personal place, everybody can latch on to something like
that. I agree.
That.
No, I mean, because how else do you do it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if someone's like, I love this perfume because it has notes of bergamot. Like,
I was just going to say, no, like, one the fucking knows that. What bergamot is. Yeah. Like, God.
Nobody fucking does that. I know people who are like, oh, I really like scents with violet or, mm-hmm. or bergamot, for instance. And that's okay. But I don't know.
If you guys are interested in us doing any sort of a live event, we have something sort of floating around that we could sink our teeth into at any time. We're just trying to figure out how. Would you come? There's nothing worse than throwing
that
a party.
That is a question for you. I know. That's why I don't ever host things, because I'm so afraid no one's going to come.
No one's going to come, exactly.
And then my worst fears will be realized that I am truly alone in this universe. But
see, that went to a place that I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, if you want to like come to... I don't even know what it would be.
You want to like come over?
Does Smell You Later Live actually appeal
Yeah,
we to
you? Have recently been given the possibility of doing of an event space.
Yeah.
So.
And it's sick.
Yeah. So we're like, what do we do with this?
Also. I didn't send this to you.
Okay.
But the two perfumers that they put up, I couldn't find anything about the one. So I asked for more information. She did not send me it, but she sent me more information about the one I could find. Okay. And she has done a lot of really cool shit. You won't care about this, but I do. including those KW Stay With Me Kendall scents, one of which Olive, the one I'm like obsessed with. I've been having like fantasies, like sexual fantasies about Olive, the KKW and Kendall fragrance for like a month. And I'm like, well, I can just take it out of my closet and wear it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It's discontinued, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did. And I was wearing it all week. And then she finally sent me that yesterday or Thursday. And I was like, fuck me. Like this.
Wait, she sent you the candle or she sent you the fragrance again?
She sent me anything. Oh. But she sent me the perfumer who made the three scents. And I was like, how odd is this? If this isn't a sign from the universe.
You're like, you got any more of that fragrance oil? Yeah, I was like, hey, girl. Over there.
You got more?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the dregs. I was also thinking, and I've seen this on other podcasts, where people like call in and leave a voicemail.
Yeah,
And I was like, that's a cute way to do a Q&A. Is it though? Is no, it I'm though? Looking at your face. You're like, no, it's not.
I don't know. Every time I hear it, I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah.
But is it us?
That's an excellent follow-up question.
I don't know. Us? We could try it.
We could try it.
But also, Sable.
I have a Google voice.
I'm very stupid. And you do all the AV shit. You do all the downloading and the arranging and the uploading. And I mean, I go crazy in the edit, of course, and we both do scheduling, blah, blah, blah. But like, you're the IT girl. I don't want to give you more work.
I mean, that's not hard to do.
No.
Like, literally, it's just like, here is a number you call and leave a voicemail, and then we just play it.
Second question for you listeners. If we had a voicemail, would you call it?
Yeah.
Because the Instagram Q&A has been working just fine.
Yeah.
But I
love it. This is a podcast. This is a voice medium. I want to hear your voices so I don't have to feel like the only person who sounds like a clown.
Well, you're sitting across from clown number one.
Sometimes when we're editing, I'm like, that's what I sound like.
I've truly gotten over the way that I sound when editing. I'm just like, this is who you are.
This sounds weird, but yeah, no. I think I've definitely calmed down with that. But I feel like when we do episodes over Zoom, for some weird reason, I like agree. The way my voice sounds better.
Oh, do you?
Zoom. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Maybe because there's like a crackliness or something to it.
I hate when we record remote. I hate my mic. And
I don't like recording remote. But.
Yeah. I sound like I'm in a tin can. Like it's giving Andy Warhol.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just like a personal neurosis. I go in and out of it. Sometimes I don't clock it. And sometimes I'm just like, why does my mouth keep making sounds like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a way, like, a lot of people did ask questions about, like, fragrance recommendations. And again, I was like, that's not a secret. You did not understand the assignment. I will not be answering that in
this. That's, like, the one thing. And I understand. I understand why people do it. And I'm so happy that, like, anyone gives a fuck about what I think. Or thinks I know enough to, like, recommend anything. But I'm like, I don't know, girl.
You could just, like, DM me that, too.
They do. Like, and I'm just like, I don't know your taste. I also don't know every fragrance in the world.
I don't.
But when people are like, oh my God, you know about fragrance? Like, what am I wearing? I'm like, bitch, I don't know.
I think we know a lot more fragrances than the average consumer.
Sure, but I can't like pick one out of a crowd. I don't know.
Kind of can.
Yeah, depending. But yeah, every time it's like, every time someone just like asks me for a fragrance check, I'm like, I'm already in hot water. Like, this is a losing game for me. It's like asking me, how old do you think I am? I don't know.
I don't like There's that no right question. Answer. And like a lot of people assume I'm younger than I am because I look like this and I dress like this and I act like this. But like, I'm not. I'm secretly old.
We promise.
Because everyone's like, oh my God, you're such an adult. I'm like, literally, I am an adult.
I am a grown woman.
Yes, I better fucking be an adult at this age.
I promise you we do have a theme today.
We do.
I don't know when we're going to get to it.
A lot of people ask me like dating advice too. And I was like,
We sometimes get into dating advice. I was like,
I'm like, I'm always single, so I don't know if I'm the best person. Well, someone actually said, they're like, as a longtime single person, I was like, excuse you. You don't know my roster.
You don't know my body count.
I had to trim the roster recently. It was very sad.
How do you mean? Oh.
Sometimes, like, really hot people are just, God doesn't give with both hands, you know?
I know.
And it breaks my fucking heart.
Look at me.
Because they're so hot. But I'm like, you've embarrassed me and I can't unknow it now.
Oh, no. Who embarrassed you?
This really hot dude I met on a train.
Oh, wait. Did you tell me this?
Did I?
Wait. You love meeting people on trains.
It's like every 2 years or something.
Sable's like the ambassador of the MTA.
I know. It's just that's where it like masks off and suddenly.
How did you? Wait. Are you not masking on the train?
No, I do actually.
Okay, good. Me having
to be fair, we had matched on an app previously.
Wait, you told me this.
I did. Yeah.
Didn't you? And how did he embarrass you?
When someone has to apologize for their behavior like 2 times and you've only gone out twice, it's not going anywhere.
What were they apologizing for?
Like, just...
We don't have to go into it.
Yeah. Like, you know, pushing some boundaries. Ew. And in public that I was ew. Like, yeah. Ew. No. It's not the vibe.
No.
No. But still, I was just like, damn. So close.
Yeah.
You can't have all three.
You, what I admire about you is that you have no fear in dating.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just feel like you...
I mean, I fear for my life.
Well, right. I mean, same. I just feel like you jump... You never jump out of the pool. You're always in. In a good way.
What
in a good
mean?
Way.
What do you mean?
Like, you're just like, yeah, like, I'll go on this date. Like,
meh. Well, here's the thing. Even if it's like not... If it's a horrible date, you can leave. Like, people forget that they can leave.
Yeah.
There's so many times that I'll talk to friends, always girls, who go on dates and they're like, it was really weird and I was uncomfortable, but like I had to stay. I'm like, you don't have to do shit. Right. You don't know this person. Just right. leave.
Yeah.
And like that's like a mantra that I was like, people need to know more often that they can leave.
Right.
Or there's like the idea that's like, but he bought me a drink, so I had like, no.
Then drink it.
That's his, like, if he wants to spend his money that way, that's fine.
Do you know how fast I can drink a drink, then dip?
Yeah, that please. Too. But not for nothing. Even like a mediocre date is like, well, a girl's got to eat.
True.
Like, and I am very food motivated. If you invite me out for dinner, like even if you're my sworn enemy, I might say yes.
Lucifer himself yes. can invite you to dinner. You'd I be know. Like, yeah, what time?
I'd be like, what are we having? Cool. I'm an easy girl. I'm an easy girl.
I
want
to tell you something, but I just like, are we going to record? Like,
that's what the people want, allegedly.
Anyway,
I was about to transition. It was like, but what I've never done on a date is this. No, but we're not there yet.
Oh right. Yes. Okay, Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Okay, I smell like something new.
Oh
I
yeah.
I smell like Golf Les Fleurs. Golf Les Fleurs is the brand, and French Waltz is the fragrance name, or is it the other way around? No. That's the correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the brand is just Golf.
Oh. Okay.
And then probably the name of the fragrance. You're right, but I think yeah. you've got to step one back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so up. Even the website is confusing.
Yeah.
Beautiful design, beautiful bottle.
It's gorgeous. This is Tyler the Creator's
yes,
line.
Yes, you right? told me. I had like no idea. You told me that. You're like, is that Tyler the Creator's line? And I was like, huh?
Tyler the Creator, yeah. Who's a rapper yeah. and performer, entertainer. Yeah. Very well loved. I think he is also queer.
That's cool.
So I've never smelled the fragrance, yeah. but I love it.
So his brand is called Golf.
Golf.
Okay.
He released a lifestyle brand yeah. a couple months back. They
have nail polish.
Fragrance, nail polish. Fragrance. Other
sneakers?
Shit.
Sneakers?
Not sneakers yet. Not sneakers. Some other stuff. It's a pretty tight curation
cute.
Right now. It's
it
really
looks
cute.
Very like Wes Anderson-y,
mm-hmm.
the aesthetic, mm-hmm. but like kookier.
Yeah.
And
Tyler's cool.
I wrote about this scent for GQ. Coming out in the September issue. So they sent it to
you
me.
You hear that? Imprint.
Imprint. And it's meant to be a rose musk, quote unquote. Okay. I don't get that, like, okay. at all.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah, the bottle's really cute. It has, like, a little teal flower cap. But to me, it is floral for sure.
Oh, yeah, very.
It is floral, and it does dry down to be musky, but I feel like it's floral and salty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like almost not, like an aquatic note, too.
Yeah.
Like almost like a barbershop aftershave, but
yeah.
make it perfume.
Yes. Like to me, it reads salty, especially on the dry down. And then I'm like, wait, is salty like a note? Or like salty, like where does salty live in the house of fragrance notes?
I think we burned down that house long ago. Sable.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I was like, there should be more salty fragrances. Like, I love this.
Yeah.
And then... when I think of other salty fragrances, I think of Abel or Abel, A-B-E-L, Cyan Nori, which is meant to smell like the beach. And it does smell like the yeah, beach and like the salt yeah. air. It's super salty, which I love. Yep. So I know it can be done. More people should do this mm-hmm. as like a whole aquatic environment. Because when you add that salt note, you really feel like you are at the beach, not just like wearing suntan lotion. Because yes. I feel like when people say things are beachy smelling, they immediately think of suntan lotion, mm-hmm. coconuts, daiquiris,
mm-hmm. yep.
and that. But it's like, what if you're in a beach in Maine?
That's exactly it. It's like, that's the beach on a sunny day, yeah. but a beach on an overcast day
yeah.
gives
or like
me...
a beach in like England. Yeah. They have beaches. They're an island.
Right.
right.
It's yeah. giving a Loch Ness Monster.
It's giving Loch... I also recently learned, I think Loch means lake. And I was like, oh, it's the lake monster. Duh. I learned on TikTok.
Jesus Christ.
Just like a Scottish TikToker talking about locks. And I was like, oh, because Loch. Okay, get it. Wow. Today I learned. Anyway, it's a beautiful scent. It's meant to be obviously gender neutral. I feel like visually, like so many like cishet dudes would look at it and assume it's for a girl.
Yeah.
But because it's like, you know, it's pink, it's pastel and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I could definitely see like dudes wearing this. It's very subtle, actually. Yeah, it's quite subtle.
I don't even like rose or musk, but that is really
Me too.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It sits real close to the skin.
It does. Yeah. So I think when I first sprayed it on, I was like, woo, that's floral.
Yeah.
But then once it dried down, I was like, ooh, it's just like kind of nice and salty and a little sweet and musky. It's really nice.
I love a man in a rose scent.
I know.
Love it.
Yeah. Men, what's stopping you from smelling like this?
Taste.
Taste.
And the lack of it.
But I feel like Tyler, the creator, is like such a figure that people would just buy it because it's him.
And I hope they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with that like Space Rage by Rito collab with...
Yep. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. I was going to say Tyga. I was like, no.
No, not Tyga. No. Space Rage was interesting to me because it smelled just like pulp.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Like extremely fruity.
What are the odds that like he just was like, I like this by Rito scent, but let's make it different for my collab.
Probably
so he just
good.
Like added a couple things. Yeah. That's possible.
Yeah.
Easy.
By Rito does fruit so well.
They do. But I haven't seen or read anything about this.
Really?
French Waltz Golf Le Fleur scent like anywhere else.
When Golf came out, I was seeing a lot of shit about it.
You're also way more tuned in into like the hot and the now and stuff, and I am not.
Thank you.
Yeah. You always know like the new shit that comes out and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the intersection of fashion, I'm sorry, the intersection of fragrance, pop culture, music.
Yeah, you're more tuned into pop culture, that's why. So like you always know like what celeb is launching a brand.
I mean, here we are. Yeah. I have to tell you something.
What?
I don't know. I'll tell you later. You're going to laugh at me, but it's very funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I'm flopping.
Okay.
You know how you said a couple episodes back that like you're regressing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bitch, so am I. But I'm not regressing to like my Y2K self because like that's terrifying. Okay. I'm just regressing to like a year ago.
Oh, okay.
For no reason.
That's like barely regression.
I know. Yeah. I've also like never. I lately have so like summer is my favorite time mm-hmm, to like mm-hmm. smell like me.
Yes.
I mean, I like to smell sweet all year round, but like I've just been wearing a lot of the same shit that I have always worn historically.
Yeah.
Sable and I are very lucky and blessed to get like new fragrances every week sent to us. And it's great, but I'm not really interested in any of them right now. I keep going back to like three.
Okay.
That was also a lie. I'm very interested in CK1 Summer Days. I do keep going back to that.
Yeah, it's just,
mm-hmm. it is just that good. If you buy one fragrance this summer, buy CK1 Summer Days.
Grab that one.
It's great. I'll tell them to send it to you.
Yeah.
I've been wearing a lot of the following. About once a week, when I want to smell really sweet, I have been wearing Killian Love Don't Be Shy to smell like a human cotton candy fog.
Mm-hmm.
And after all the headlines about like it being Rihanna's favorite fragrance in 2020 and 2021, I was worried that like it was going to get played out, and maybe it did, but I don't care because it's good. I've been wearing a lot of that. I've been wearing a lot of Olive by KKW and Kendall because it's so, so good. And I've been wearing a lot of, of course, Milk Personal.
Of course.
I'm getting to a point, I promise. I've been wearing a lot of Milk Personal all year for whatever reason. And now I am just like dying to smell sweet. And it's a really hot, it's a nice hot day today. I'm going to like a billion birthday parties today because I'm very popular. And I just wanted to smell like sweet and candy and me. And I'm wearing Kayali Vanilla. I know it's a repeat. I'm sorry.
It's a classic.
I beat it to death on this show, but like it is just so good. I don't know what else I can say about it. I don't want to run you through the notes. I've done that a million times. It's just like of all of the vanillas for the sake of vanillas that we have, including but not limited to Vanilla Diorama from Dior, the new Vinny Antique from Byredo, which was underwhelming. Tobacco Vanille from Tom Ford.
Yes.
I'm just naming like expensive shit, but like Bath and Body Works, like that you just cannot get any better than a Kayali vanilla. Mm-mm. I know it, you know it, Devin Abelman knows it. Like it's becoming sort of like the best kept secret cult vanilla fragrance in beauty. And
I
like,
think it has been because it's always sold out. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Okay, vanillas that I like. I do really love the Aida's Serge de Lune. Uh-huh. That's like a very smoky vanilla.
Yeah.
I do like Commodity Gold.
You love Plus. Commodity Gold.
That's the super smoky vanilla one as
and
well.
And spicy too, right?
And so, yeah, that's a spicy vanilla. I like a spicy vanilla.
Yeah. I say.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah.
Like, this I feel like is
vanilla
spicy.
Can go so many directions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like this is...
like, Kayali is like a warm, musky vanilla to me.
To me, it's
but it
like...
is sweet.
Like a... it's like part vanilla extract from baking, mm-hmm. part vanilla liqueur, part spice. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like every... it's like if you took vanilla as
it's
an
like
idea...
it's like the true vanilla.
Right. If you took the one vanilla to rule them all...
on the pH scale of vanilla.
Right. If you took vanilla and made it into a diamond and then cut it into a diamond shape. And wait. If you took... I'm going to get there. If you took the idea of vanilla as a raw... diamond.
Yes.
And then cut it into a diamond shape.
Okay.
Tiffany vibes.
Yeah.
Kayali vanilla reflects all the facets of what a vanilla can be.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it just smells so good. It has enough depth that it doesn't get cloying, but it's sweet enough to be like, yeah, bitch, I'm here. And I don't, it's just like, you can't deny it. And I do think it's a little bit to me, well, one, I think it's all year, but.
I think it's an all-year vanilla.
If I were to get specific, I would say I would like this even more in the colder winter months. Mm-hmm. But it's, bitch, it's July.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just so good. And lately, I've had kind of a weird week. And, like, I want to, like, ground myself. And sweeter scents just do that for me. And I'm, like, very happy I'm wearing it. So
sweeter scents do make me happy.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll just, like, smell something, some gourmand I have, and I'm like, ooh,
yeah,
I am a little cake.
Yeah, right. That's all I want to be.
It's what my little songs when I put on perfume. Today, I am a little cake. Every time I put on, like, Acro Dark.
Do you know anything about, I'll keep it brief, the brand Mansara?
No.
Okay, well, you're about to.
Okay.
But not today.
Okay. How do you spell that?
I believe it's Mansera.
Okay, no, I'm not.
They do. So there's this fragrance influencer who's very funny. Her name is, I only know her first name. Funmi, yeah.
Oh,
what's her last name?
Monet?
Funmi Monet, yes.
Yeah.
Follow her. She's
so
good. She knows everything.
She's
but
hilarious.
She's also so funny.
Yeah.
But also like not like trying to be funny, like video comedy bits. She is funny. Anyway, I found out about this fragrance called Instant Crush from one of her... videos.
Okay.
Little TikToks.
Does she have her own brand?
She did. She does. She does. She launched it a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I reached out to them. Lo and behold, they're Euro Perfumes who handle everything apparently. So they hit me back and they're like, what do you want? And I was like, Instant Crush and also everything else. So it's about to be an Instant Crush summer.
How long has Funmi been doing fragrance content? I feel like she's like one of the OGs.
I feel like a long, long time. But her fragrance only launched a handful of months ago.
I feel like that's just like the pipeline.
Yeah.
Like you become a fragrance YouTuber and then eventually it's like you have to come out with your own
good for
fragrance
her.
Line. Yeah, good for her.
Love that.
At that point, part of me is like, I have so many fragrances, I can't imagine one that doesn't exist. But also, in all like the beauty pipeline of it all, fragrance is the one thing that you can constantly make unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like with makeup, with skincare, it's always going to be...
same shit.
The same shit.
Yeah.
In different packaging, different price points, slightly different formulas, slightly different shades, but like, you know, there's like always something you can find similar enough.
It's hard to find real true innovation in beauty and skincare right now.
Yeah. With fragrance, like you can never truly find a dupe. You can never truly dupe a fragrance. Legally and in practice.
Also, the fragrance is, if you're going to do anything in the brand space, has the lowest overhead. So
oh,
it's
really?
Like if you want to get into any of that, starting
that.
A fragrance brand
do
or doing
that?
A fragrance is the least expensive.
Wait, I thought it was like six figures to like do a fragrance.
Well,
with.
Yeah, but like if you're going to launch a beauty brand, like there's a whole lot more that goes into that. Just with like,
part of me is like, how much is it to do a Fleur? But I do want to know how much is it.
Yep. We will do our own fragrance one day.
We will. One day. Anyway, I lost my transition opportunity, but
sorry.
Now it's just going to skid right into it.
I am going to let you take the lead on this one for multiple reasons. Go ahead.
Okay. So as you may have possibly read in the news or on the TikToks.
They definitely did not read this in the news.
There's like a couple news articles on it. And I think the more people are like, what a crazy wild thing, like more outlets are like, meh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like also a lot of anecdotal articles about this from like 2017 of like, I tried it. So what we're talking.
Tried what?
If you've clicked on this episode, you probably don't know what we're talking about. But vabbing, a portmanteau of vagina and dabbing, has resurged back into the pop culture thanks to TikTok. And what it is ostensibly using your vaginal discharge as a fragrance.
Discharge.
You have to know what you're doing.
Not discharge.
People like to.
Is it just fluid?
They're synonyms.
I don't. I think discharge has negative connotations.
I know, but you know what? Vaginas have negative connotations in the pop culture. So part of me is just like, if you want to do that, just use all the words.
I don't think that's right. Not discharge.
No.
Go on.
It is. Discharge is it's just a neutral word.
I don't think discharge is ever a good thing.
I mean, medically it's neutral.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. We're doctors now.
This is a medical podcast.
Oh my god.
Fluid, sure, you can say fluid. Although people say cringier things like juice or like people say a lot of cringy things about vaginas because they're uncomfortable using like clinical terms. Mm-hmm. And to me I'm like clinical is like the least cringe way to talk about a vagina.
That's
but
true.
Whatever. Anyway, people are fingering themselves and wiping it on their necks.
There was certainly
Titan's gonna throw up.
No, I'm not. There was just certainly a more clinical way to say that. And I want to be clear. I'm letting you take the lead, but like, it's not because I'm not like I just don't want to sound like a like woman hating evil gay. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I am an evil gay, but like vaginas don't gross me out. Like, whatever. I just, you know, as a proud owner of a vagina, I feel like you should be the one to lead this episode. Right. I am not cringed out by the female form. I just don't prefer it.
Of course. And that's fine. I think, sadly, a lot of women also don't prefer their own vaginas, which is obviously just centuries of cultural stigmas against female or women's genitalia being gross and dirty and unseemly. So if there's like one thing about vabbing that I think is positive, it's that like people are thinking of their vagina in a new,
a positive
way, which I'm like, great. But the reason people are doing it, the belief system is that
the belief system. The religion around vabbing.
The religion of vabbing. So the reason people do this is because they believe that the scent of their vaginal fluid will pull, basically. They're trying to pull in the club using their vagina juice as perfume. And of all the people who seem to support this, there's no actual scientific evidence that backs it.
Mm-hmm.
It's strictly anecdotal.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that that's invalid. I think there is validity in anecdotal evidence. However, in this case, people seem to really be pushing the pheromone angle.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Which, again, not a new thing. People have been swearing by pheromones attracting the opposite sex for ages now. And it
or
has
same sex.
No.
Or same sex.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So like just to sexually attract people. And that's also not a thing. Sadly.
So Sable and I were doing our own research for this episode. And I'm glad because we came up with different sources. But one thing to note as like we go into this is that, yes, pheromones exist in the animal kingdom. In different species, mm-hmm. like there's often cited a moth, there's another mammal, once I get my notes out, that yes, like pheromones are a thing, and they do attract in mammals the opposite sex for mating purposes.
Yes.
In humans, they're
the same.
There has not ever been, basically, it's never been proven that we excrete, pheromones. And there's been a lot of research about it. They haven't ruled it out, but scientists say that if we do, we have not found how yet. A lot of them think, well, of course, it'll be from the underarms or the genitalia. Yeah. Most likely the underarms, because that's a whole like ecosystem of its own, bacteria and all that.
Yeah.
But they've never been proven, never been found. So everything you hear about fragrances having pheromones or vabbing creating a pheromone attraction, as Sable said, it's just anecdotal. And sure, guys might like the smell of yourself on your neck, but that doesn't make
it just like the smell pheromone. Of...
If you say pussy.
I know, I was like, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I saw your mouth making a plosive, and I was like, she's not going there.
Which is also not a bad thing.
No, it's like, not. No, it's not. I'm just never I'm just never ready for you to like drop a word like that. I don't know why.
I was gonna say punane, but it's like,
God.
There's just so many ridiculous words for a vagina. And they're all silly. Why?
Anyway.
So the whole pheromone thing, like, first of all, pheromones are detected by pheromone receptors, not olfactory receptors. I think there is a little bit of overlap, but generally speaking, you do not smell pheromones. You can't.
Right.
There's no, like, pheromones don't have a scent.
Right.
That's not how they're detected. It's just other pheromone chemical receptors that pick them up. But they can exist in scents. And I found an article from Vox from 2015 that pretty much is like why, like, here's why we believe that you can spray on human sex pheromones.
Well, you can.
Yeah, like this is like the origin of that belief.
Okay.
In pop culture.
Sure.
And it goes back to a single fragrance company called Aerox that managed to convince dozens of scientists that their two pheromones were worth researching. So there's an Oxford biologist, Tristram Wyatt, who is like the worldwide pheromone expert. I've tried to email him to get him on the show. He has not emailed me back.
He doesn't care if we live or die.
He doesn't care if we live or die. I thought he was perfect too, because like I looked at his website and the first thing in his bio says, I am gay. And I was like, that's our guy. That's our fucking guy.
Signed.
Yeah. A gay neuroscientist, like biologist. That's our guy. But he, the company Aerox apparently supplied the quote unquote pheromones. They were like created by the company, so they're not actually like human made pheromones.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of like when brands do like scientific studies, but like they control all the variables,
right,
you
right,
know?
Exactly.
So it's like the whole thing is manipulated.
Yep.
It's like that. Yeah. So it goes on to say, scientists have identified pheromones in single-celled organisms, insects, plants, and a few vertebrates, such as pigs and goats, but not in humans.
So,
go on.
I was looking up some sources yesterday, and so I found a few articles that were older than the ones you found. Not scary older, but the Smithsonian Magazine had a nice couple of bits about it. Number one, human tears are not a pheromone, but the smell of tears when collected in a study did take away the feeling of arousal from humans. So like tears are a boner kill.
Wow. Which, I guess as they should be.
which I don't know, you know, does anything for our argument. It's just like the smell and physical reaction. Mm-hmm. That has something to do with, you know, your sexual urge. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you can smell tears, or tears have something that triggers something inside you that shuts you off, hopefully.
Like the crier or the person witnessing the crier?
The person smelling the tears.
Oh, okay.
And these were tears literally collected into a vial and then put under someone's nose. Yeah, so like if you're crying and I'm here, I'm probably not going to smell it.
Yeah,
but
if
I was close enough to
you.
Also, the mammal that I could not... pinned down a couple minutes ago was the boar. Airborne molecules that elicit a reaction in a member of the same species are called pheromones, and the most famous ones are potent aphrodisiacs like the androstenone. I'm sorry, that's a name of a pheromone. In the saliva of male boars, if a fertile female gets a whiff of these boars, she'll present her rear to the male in a universal gesture in wild pig patois, that means let's start a family. I apologize for that last sentence. I didn't write it. Also, when I think we... Shut that off. So this is also good to note. Mm-hmm. This goes into one point and then into another about like same-sex attraction. Researchers as well as fragrance companies have been hoping to find a human sex pheromones for decades, but so far the search has failed, says George Preti of the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. That, quote, that doesn't mean a human sex pheromone doesn't exist, Preti is quick to add. It just means we haven't found one yet, end quote. In fact, some researchers suspect that if there is a turnoff pheromone, as Sobel's team says, there's likely a turn-on pheromone going on. In a 2005 study, gay men given anonymous samples of sweat preferred the scent of gay men, and heterosexual men fancied the scent of women. Hmm. One's nose can also help identify a genetically compatible mate. Researchers asked women to rate the odors of t-shirts worn by different men. Women preferred those men whose DNA was different enough from their own that it would increase the likelihood of producing a child with a robust immune system. So, that was a lot of why I pulled this article, because it says, like, do they exist?
Yeah.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know that they don't exist, but they don't.
TBD.
Don't know that they do. TBD.
Yeah.
Also... the sweat of it all. Like,
well, sweat, there's information in sweat. Like, I remember in our Rachel Herz episode, she said that people are generally attracted to people through the who have different DNA than them, like opposite DNA, so that you have different immune systems. So theoretically, I guess when you mate, your offspring will have the best of both of you.
Yeah.
And that's through smell somehow.
Right.
So
that's a funny thing, man.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's the pheromone you mentioned that we can't say.
That I can't pronounce.
Androstenedione. God damn.
Just move on.
Anyway, so there's that one, and then there's estratetrinol. That's a little easier to say.
I think that's what I was trying to say.
They're chemically related to testosterone and estrogen, but they're not. There is not evidence that they're secreted by all men and women. Which would be a requirement for as a true pheromone. Like everyone would have to have it. Fair. And not everybody does.
Fair.
And apparently estratetrinol has only ever been found in the urine of pregnant women in the third trimester.
Wow.
So it's like there, but it's just not static enough to be true.
Huh.
And like, again, does that mean it doesn't work? I don't know. But.
Well, and I don't mean to be uncouth, but, you know, there's also a really great moth example, if I could find it, and all of these.
Love a moth example.
Notes. You know, pheromones, like you said,
are
usually not are not perceptible from your nose, right?
Yes.
And in a lot of cases, they're not just like sweat out. They come from like a gland. It's just... Yeah. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, like, I don't think it's as easy as, like, extracting some fluid
exactly.
from yourself and popping it on your neck.
Yeah.
Like, not saying that doesn't attract someone by, like, a natural scent, but, like, I don't think that, like, that doesn't read pheromone to me.
No, absolutely not. I think, if anything, because, like, your vaginal fluid smells different as your cycles, like it doesn't always smell the same, and like sometimes it's a little more fragrant and sometimes it's not, but maybe just the scent of, again, vagina is just a turn on to people, because it's like, oh, it smells like sex, like that's it. Because we don't have, first I tried to search if there are pheromones in vaginal fluid, and like I didn't really find anything on that. Yeah, like there was like no one said yes or no otherwise, so it's like I'm like, is that even where you get them from?
that's what I mean.
Like, what if you just like I know in the olden ye olde days people would like soak, people would like put handkerchiefs under their armpits to like soak up their sweat, and then like I don't know, wear it as like a fucking pocket square as like a personal fragrance kind of
really?
Thing. Yeah, that was like old days, like ye olde days. And they thought that that was like I mean, like, you know, there are those people who love the smell of sweat.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
God bless.
But humans have what's called the vomeronasal organ. Can I say this word, please? Vomeronasal organ, which is basically in the nose to help you detect pheromones. Mm-hmm. And it's what helps animals process pheromones. And like ours is pretty much like useless.
So we have them too, though.
Yeah, we have them, but they're not nearly as adept at picking up pheromones as other animals are that use them for mating.
Do you think we've just evolved out of it?
I kind of think we have, honestly.
Since we have like Grindr?
I kind of think so. Also, the way we choose mates has absolutely nothing to do with genetic proliferation, if you think about it. Because like other animals are just like, oh, this ape is the toughest. He fought the other apes. Therefore, he will be a good father to my children. Like, we don't have that. We're like, I like guys who are weird, like me. I like weird short guys. So it's like, yeah. Genetically, is that ideal? Maybe not. But like,
I found my moth example.
Yes.
This is from the Scientific American. Since pheromones were first defined in 1959, scientists have found many examples of pheromonal communication. The most striking of these signals elicits an immediate behavioral response. For example, the female silk moth releases a trail of the molecule bombicol, which unerringly draws males from the moment they encounter it. Slower acting pheromones can affect the recipient's reproductive physiology, as when the alpha farnesene molecule, I think you just said that, in the male male mouse urine accelerates puberty in young female mice. Ooh. So like, they're a thing.
There are things.
The moths have them. Mothra.
Also, like, so many other animals rely on chemical signals for survival.
Right.
Like termites or ants or bees. We don't do that because we are not a species that, I guess, really lives in community like that anymore. We're not socialists like ants.
True.
So we don't need the chemical signals. So, like, I do think we have evolved out of it a lot more.
Well, I'm about to sound very stupid. But also, to the evolution of it all.
Yeah.
Like, we also have, like, language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, do...
Yeah.
If
we communicate in way more diverse ways.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't need...
And we have weird attitudes towards sex. So.
Exactly. Well, that. We don't need, like, nonverbal...
Yeah,
I guess all animals communicate. What the fuck am I talking about? But you know what I mean. Like, we have...
But again, yeah, like... Pheromones are not it in terms of like human attraction, I don't think. And because there are way too many other factors that attract or repel us.
Right.
And I think vabbing, it could be like a, what's that like lucky potion in Harry Potter? Like Felix Felicitas or something?
Felix
or
Felicius.
Like, yeah. So like you put it on, like you feel like hot shit.
Sure.
So like you're like projecting this hot shit aura, which is attractive.
Yeah.
And I think that's legit. So anecdotally, I'm like, maybe that's why people seem to like this.
Well, yeah. And like you said, it could...
Placebo effect.
I you're right. They could... The smell of yourself on your neck could attract and arouse whatever mate you're looking for because, like you said, you smell like sex.
Yeah.
In the same, because it's animalic, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same way that some people are attracted and really turned on by the smell of sweat.
Yeah.
There is a party in New York.
Oh, wait. I think you were telling me about this like ages ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Called Pheromone, actually.
Oh, I didn't know it was that called that.
It is called Pheromone. And it is, I think, for a gentleman, for queer men, for gay men that enjoy the smell of each other.
Yeah.
And it's just a big celebration of that. And which I think is beautiful for that community.
Yeah.
I am happy for the BO community.
Yeah.
The New York Times fucking covered it.
Really?
Yeah. And again, I think pheromone's a really funny name. I don't think it
is it like
letters back
pheromone,
to
pheromone, like MOAN.
I could look. No, because that is a drag queen.
Oh,
pheromone.
Of course.
Who's gorgeous. Yeah. So I think the name is just like more of a play than anything, but there, so I get it. I mean, like this, the smell of sex, the smell of bodies, this, mm-hmm. like any like thing that sort of taps into, you know, an animalistic nature, yeah. I think is very, attractive to a lot of people. Yeah. So the vabbing doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I do feel like there is a weird fetishism with like the concept of primalness, like all those fucking like people who eat raw meat and like people who are like into like BO. Mm. There's like a weird sort of like fetishism with this like primalness where like people think it's like morally pure or like superior because it's like unencumbered, unaffected. And they're like, this is our true nature. And I'm like, bitch, we dispensed with our true nature centuries ago. So
that's true.
It's no longer relevant.
It's funny. I don't disagree with that. I see it from a different angle because I think not so much with the raw meat. Shout out to Heidi Montag. But with the smell. And I'm not putting like any sort of moral judgment on this. So like stay out of my DMs about it. But I think to me, what am I trying to say? The attraction to potty odor sometimes to me reads as like a masculinity thing.
I could see that.
Like,
who's attracted to like women's BO?
I don't know.
Like, I've never heard of it. I'm sure it exists. I've just never heard of it.
I've never met a straight guy.
Yeah.
but yeah, sometimes it's just like, you know, in the queer community, I think specifically the gay community, there's some parts of the gay community that like the more masculine you are, yeah. or you present, the more I don't know, clout, culture, currency you have, the more like valuable you are, the hotter you are. And like, I obviously don't agree or align with that, but I think I see a lot of guys like performing masculinity, yeah. in all types of ways, and I think the sweat is one of that, can be one of them. I don't think it always ladders back to that. Some guys just like to, like, we don't wear deodorant, fine,
yeah.
To you, it points to like ruggedness and primalism. To me, it points to masculinity. I think that has a lot to do with like each of our experiences. I don't know.
Maybe. What I find interesting is like, sure, there are people who are attracted to the smell of BO, but by and large, people are repelled by the smell of BO. And so if pheromones are to be believed, why are we repelled by the smell of BO? If for centuries prior, that was A, the only smell, and be just like a part of life.
That's a really good point.
Like, when did it become repulsive? And if it's so primal, shouldn't we have always continued enjoying it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that has a lot to do with like shame and yeah. like, and like learned.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know whatever. Like, obviously, and like, especially in America, like everything is so sanitized. Yeah. Like, we're obsessed with things smelling clean and just fresh all the time. And it's like, people's ideas of clean and fresh, mm-hmm. are like a chemical clean and fresh.
Yeah. But yeah. We're also fucking afraid of chemicals.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
Wait, I just had something. You said something really good. do you think that people being repelled by BO, like you said, and being afraid of BO are two different things? So I guess I'm not quite sure what I'm asking, but do you think people are more repelled by BO or afraid of their own in like social situations?
I don't think both are true.
Really? Yeah.
I remember one time I was on a flight from Paris back to New York, and it was a full flight, and this guy sitting next to me had the fucking worst BO that it was making me physically nauseous. And like a little bit of BO here and there, I'm like, I don't really care. Yeah. But when you're on a flight sitting next to someone and those seats are tiny.
Yeah.
And he was like a big dude. So obviously his arms were like spilling over the armrests onto me. And I was like, I could taste it in my mouth. It was like that bad. And I was like, I like asked to change my seat. Cause I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Shit.
Like, it was that bad. Yeah. And he was like, it was unfortunate cause he was very nice.
Yeah.
He's a very nice man. But I was like, good Lord, man.
Yeah.
He smells so bad. And like, I say this as a former smelly kid who, when I was going through puberty and there were no natural deodorants to be found at the time, I just had to fucking live through it.
Because they irritated you, right? Normal?
They broke me out in hives. Yeah. Eey. So just like the whole album, I had to live through this. And it was very embarrassing. Yeah. And I was like always embarrassed, always ashamed. A few kids like made fun of me.
Sure.
And then like I was even more mortified because I was like, oh my God, it's not just me. Like other people can smell this. And one time I was sleeping over my cousin's house or something. My aunt was like to my mom, she's like, is Sable okay? There's like a crazy smell going off.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm just going through puberty.
You know what?
I can't stop. We don't have Tops of Maine yet. I actually made it smell worse, actually.
Right.
In like a different way. I'm like, it still smells bad, but now it smells different bad. So like I was traumatized by that.
Totally.
But now I find like I do wear deodorant now. Like we have so many more options. I do like the AHA formulas.
Yep.
And I think I grew out of it now. Like I've never smelled that bad in my adult life. I think it was just a puberty thing. When I'm stressed out, I do get that reek and I'm like, oh, yes. Okay, so it's like stress stuff.
Yes.
So that's hormonal, but I was like,
no, totally. On Monday I was really anxious.
Yeah.
And by like 11 o'clock I was like, girl, what happened here?
But even with like the stress sweat smell now, like if I smell it like on my t-shirt or something, I'm like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. But like I in my brain recognize it as like an undesirable scent. I'm like, oh, that's bad. Like I should cover that up or fragrance it or something.
But I think, I feel like, I don't want to say all this discussion about pheromones. Cause like, I don't know.
People still really believe in that whole
pheromones. I feel like there's always like an undercurrent of pheromone chatter. Yeah. Maybe it's just cause we're in beauty and fragrance and we see someone try to make that play every year. But, I guess what I mean to say is that while some people are attracted or enjoy a natural smell, that does not go hand in hand with pheromones. Like, that does not mean you are chemically attracted to that person.
I think it's the idea of this, like, pure essence of a person, which, again, none of us are pure.
None of us.
But that there's, like, it's, you know, it's like clean beauty almost. It's the cleanest beauty you'll find.
I've been trying to like God. I've been trying to like unpack my feelings about all of that, about like
Your dislike for body smells.
Yeah, and I think I'm getting somewhere. I don't like them, but I'm not like freaked out by them.
I don't assign like bad judgment to smells because the smell is just information to me.
Yeah,
like I mean, New York City is a smelly fucking city.
Ew.
And like I'll walk down the block and be like, oh, that's trash.
Yeah.
But unless it's like overwhelmingly repugnant,
yeah.
I'm just like, that's just information that there's trash there. I don't really think body smells are necessarily good or bad. I do think like they communicate health because you know how like dogs can smell like cancer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or like
Kim Kardashian can smell cavities.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like there are animals that are trained to smell Parkinson's and like all types of disease. There are dogs that are trained to smell COVID now. Yeah, so you can like smells do communicate like
me health. Getting that dog
health and stuff. And unfortunately I feel like because women just being a woman is so stigmatized, your genitals included, that's why there's so much stress about like the smell of your vagina, and it, like whether it smells bad or like not fresh or not clean, the whole industry of douching and like quote-unquote sexual wellness, which, like, I'm like, I thought we all knew that douching was a hoax. And then now I see all of these, like, sexual wellness products for, like, your vagina. And I'm like, wait, I thought we're not supposed to put shit up there. Like, what's up? What's the messaging here? But even though people know that and there's, like, plenty of information on the internet about, like, don't douche, don't put soap in your vagina. Just, like, the concept of our culture of, like, having to constantly, like, be clean. Like, people will always buy this stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, vaginas are self-cleaning organs. You don't have to do stuff to it.
Right.
And, like, not for nothing. I'm very comfortable with, like, my stuff. I would not wear it just because I don't want to do that personally.
Where what? Oh.
Like, I would not vab.
Well, look at your fucking closet. That's you don't
need I don't
vab.
Have to vab. Yeah.
Right.
But.
I guarantee you within the next month, you will do a vabbing feature.
God. I just
ring GQ
again. I'm like, I think it's good in the sense of like, if it makes you feel empowered, it makes you feel confident, like
Agreed.
You have a little lucky potion, that's great,
because
it's not harmful.
No,
like obviously wash your hands before you stick them in there, but like it's fine,
stick them in there.
Yeah so like that's fine. And like if it's like makes you feel if it positions your vagina as like a source of power and sexual empowerment, great. Like that's a good thing, I think. Scientifically, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, agreed.
If you just like feel like this is my lucky little thing, great. I'm all for that.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question.
What?
were anyone to dab?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what I'm asking. Like, can you smell it?
Depends. I've not. Okay. Well, like, again, I'm tragically straight. I've never smelled another woman's vagina. Like, I know what mine smells like very intimately. Yeah. And like, it doesn't smell the same. Like, but sometimes it smells like pencil shavings.
No. I get.
Sometimes a roll of nickels.
Like, oh my God. Do you remember when Azealia Banks said Grimes smells like a roll of nickels?
That's what I thought about.
Like, would that be so bad if I did?
That's exactly what I thought about.
Wait. I guess what I mean, not the vagina itself, but it's a very intimate conversation.
This is a very intimate conversation.
But were you to vab, could you then, like...
I think I would be able to smell it because it's on my neck.
Sure.
And I'm sure if someone leaned in close.
Yeah.
Sure. Because, like, you've ever hugged someone and you can kind of smell their scalp or their hair?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Oh, sure.
Honestly, I think you could probably get more pheromones from smelling somebody's scalp because there's stuff in that. But yeah, in terms of what your vagina smells like, the smell can get loud, usually when something not so healthy is going on in there. But when it's been like totally fine and normal, it doesn't really, you know, really have.
I think we're unearthing more questions than we've answered today.
I think so. But yeah, vaginas are fascinating. Having one's crazy.
I bet.
Yeah. It's so nuts. I think I forget who I was talking to once who basically said like she never had snail trail. And I was like,
what?
Are you okay?
What?
Yeah. I forget why we were talking about underwear or something. And then like this has happened with certain brands of underwear where like you'll wash them. And then like with the detergent, it turns like the part of your underwear like a different color. It like reacts with the pH. I think it was like Victoria's Secret underwear. I saw like a TikTok on this. And so I was like, why did this happen?
I thought you were going somewhere way different with that. No. I'm sort of happy you did.
And then I was like talking about it with some girlfriends. And then they were like, oh, I just don't have discharge. And I was like, are you lying?
Okay. I feel like we were on the rails for a really long time. And
now we're off the rails.
What do we
now
have?
We're just talking about vaginas. But yeah. Anyway, I'll probably cut a lot of that out. Vaginas should not be stigmatized.
No.
I think... you should feel free to talk about them. They're not gross.
I think a woman
talking
about her vagina is very good for everyone to hear.
I feel like talking about your vagina is like talking about like, I don't know, what other body part do people normalize?
Well, it's like talking about sex. Like, why don't we fucking talk about sex?
Yeah, that is true.
Please.
Let's destigmatize talking about vaginas.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to vab, go for it, girl.
Yeah, honestly, if you vab, let us know. What's the deal?
You guys try it and you report back to us.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I want to do that.
We will post an anonymous question box.
Yes, we will post. We will put up the voicemail link and you can tell us a little story about your vabbing adventures. Because all of the I tried it articles I read, like some people were like, oh, yeah, people did talk to me at the bar. Blah, blah. And I was like, well, you're just at a club.
Yeah.
Not for nothing, but like being a woman in public. In a space where it's socially acceptable to approach strangers, people will talk to you.
Right.
Whether you want them to or not.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what you're wearing on your neck. Anyway, it's a Vab Girl summer.
This has been such a ride. And I hope you've enjoyed it.
We have to stop. I must be stopped.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
If you so choose.
Yes.
At smellylater.mp3. Hit our website, smellylater.live. Mm-hmm. We've got some merch on there. It's very cute and comfy. Follow me. I'm at TynanBuck.
I'm at Sabletooth Tigra. And until next time, we will smell you later.